Well, again, this is Sister Amber, and we got a recorded call on this super fantastic Friday with some favor. I'm going to move out the way and get our doctor, pastor, anointed woman of God, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you on the call, Pastor?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Amber, for spiritually escorting our guests, our callers in, and getting them ready for the Master's Call this favored Friday morning. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and just excited about Jesus and what he is doing in us and doing through us. We again extend the warmest of greetings to each and every one of you. Thank God for you, for our first-time callers. Special shout out of hello and thank you for joining us, and to our faithful TMC family who each and every morning dial in the Master's Call family and are a part of what God is doing. We thank God for each and every one of you. We are excited about the call today and have a powerful woman of God who will be bringing the Word of God today. But before she comes, we just love to tell you a little bit about us. So you'll know what all the excitement is about, what we're all about, and how God is calling us and using us in this time and in this season. The Master's Call, we have a mission and a mandate that the Lord gave Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself as the founders over almost a year ago to lift up the name of Jesus and to bombard heaven with corporate prayer for our Artists International family. And we've just watched God take a simple idea and just mushroom, blossom, exploded, where we have so many from the north, south, and east, and the west who call in each and every day. And we're so honored and excited to hear those chimes and hear you shout out from all parts of the globe. We have a mission statement to specifically enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And each and every morning on this call, we are focused and faithful and firm about this assignment to enrich your lives through the spoken word, to enhance and add and stretch you so that the word finds us, convicts us, challenges us, and comforts us each and every day. And we're empowered because it is the inherent word of God to go out and be kingdom builders, his ministers in the marketplace. And the scripture that the Lord has given us with this assignment can be found in Psalms 88:13. That 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And each and every morning we have strategic prayer because we know that we serve a God who hears and answers prayer. So we're excited about our mission. And we have a website that we encourage each and every one of you to visit and just see the rich array of services. Every message, every call has been recorded, and we encourage you to take time out and listen and take a praise break, take a word break, and just encourage your heart, feed your spirit, strengthen your soul by just clicking on the different messages, and then be that missionary gospel carrier. Let others know that we're here. Spread the word that the Master's Call is here to serve them each and every day. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to avail yourself. And I mean, since October 25th, there's plenty of daily messages on there, and I know one will minister to you right where you are. Also listed there is our email address. Again, one of the mandates that the Lord clearly placed on our heart was that prayer changes things. Pray until something happens. Boy, push in prayer. Incubate the word over the request of God's people. That's what we're excited and honored to do. So send us your prayer request to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall gmail.com. And an excellent tradition we do. I always have to correct people when they pray against the spirit of tradition. Tradition didn't do nothing to you. A tradition can be good, a tradition can be bad. As that teacher and me, we have a great tradition. Every Friday after the call, we invite you to stay on the line. And if you have a prayer request, then give it to us, because we take it so serious to cover the prayer request in prayer, to speak the word over it. As I love to say, to bombard heaven. And we have watched God show up and show out with our prayer requests. So if you like to, we do in the calls every day at 7:30 Central Standard Time. And then you can stay on the line for those who choose. And we would love to take your prayer requests. And we're always looking for prayer warriors who want to join us. We're not an elitist club. Whosoever will, let them come. We have a heart to stand in the gap. We have a heart to decree and declare to the heavens, thus saith the word of God. We welcome you to email us and let us know you'd love to be a part of our team. So give us a shout out with your prayer request, with your praise report, or just to let us know that you're there. We also are excited, and we thank God for each and every one of you who prayed for us, that Artists International brought us together. And the IM tour was stopped through Big D last night, and we're excited to lift that tour up, IM Artists tour up in prayer, as they continue to go across the country of Artists International. We're encouraging you to go to your back office and see the upcoming cities, and at utmost just to cover the company in prayer, all the promotions, the special events, from our platinums down to our advisors. We're all precious in God's sight, and we all need the prayers of the righteous to cover them with traveling mercies, with favor of God. So please visit your back office, avail yourself to the many announcements, the activities that are going on in Artists International, and so that you can stay alert. And for those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists, who are just as welcome on the Master's Call, we do encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and learn why we're so excited to be the minister in the marketplace with the tool of Artists International to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, at this time, we're going to ask our prayer general to come back on the line and open us up with a word of prayer so we can get our speaker up to bless our hearts this morning. Minister Amber, if you please open us up in prayer.
Oh, can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. As we go to the throne room boldly. Father God, we thank you that your word in Lamentations 3:22, though the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, but because of your compassion, it fails not. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And God, even according to John 14:14, if we ask anything in your name, Father God, you shall do it. So we get under the covering of an early riser, Father God, as we come once again on this TMC call. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we command the morning to, God, loose and the portals of heaven are open unto us, God. And God, things are already shifted to be conducive to the agenda of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your favor, your kindness, Lord Jesus. God, joy and peace, Father God. We thank you for even long suffering, Lord, the fruits of the Spirit, God, that operates, Father God, in us and through us. And on this call, God, God, we thank you for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family and everything that's going on with the company, as they have already put you first, Father God. As they seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, everything will be added and everyone that's connected to it. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Bless them and anoint them and have your way upon them as never before. God, we thank you for each and every person that's on this call, Father God, on today and every day. God, bless them and supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And whatever that need is, God, as they delight in you, you shall give them the desires of your heart. We thank you for the men and women of God that preach and teach the word. Bless them, anoint them even more. But we pray for the woman of God that's bringing forth the word. God, we put a demand on the anointing, God. I say bring forth the word of God that has been loose in your belly, that has been downloaded.
Loser. Well, I tell you what, that prayer is being downloaded, so praise God. I don't know what happened to Minister Amber, but we thank her, as she always does, open up the heavenlies. And I tell you,
in Jesus' name, it is so. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. You faded out on us, but that's all right. We felt you anyway. And thank you so much for that word of prayer. Well, I'm excited about the woman of God is bringing forth the word. She is such a blessing to so many of us and such a pillar for this call. Our speaker this morning is no stranger to any of us. Minister Robin Wilson is a wife, a mother, a daughter, a sister, a proud aunt of two boys, a four-year-old and a three-month-old, and most importantly, a servant of God who loves to pray, to teach, and to share the love of God with others. She has been an independent contractor, a Christian counselor, a Bible teacher, an elder, a team leader, and a member of the Healthy Living Ministry, which teaches others how to improve their health and by natural means, along with the Word of God. She does minister regularly to the elderly in nursing homes and ministers monthly also in shelters. Minister Robin is a member of Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey and serves faithfully as a prayer warrior on this, the Master's Call, each and every morning. So I introduce to some and present to others our anointed and appointed mouthpiece for this morning, Minister Robin Wilson. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
Thank you. Good morning, Master's Call. And I thank you for having me again on the call. Last but not least, I wanted to just go ahead and finish up with what God had placed on my heart about praise. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, I shared with you how there is power in our praise. And we spent some time talking about what praise was and why we praise God and how praise is a sacrifice. And also, praise, it brings the presence of God into the situation. Pastor Chuck also talked about CSI. Each one of us have challenges and situations and issues in our lives. And no matter what they are, no matter how we feel, whether it's good, whether it's bad, we know that God is in the midst of us praising him in that situation. So today, I just want to conclude with, the outcome of our praise is victory. The outcome of our praise is victory. So God has said to us, sing unto him, praise him, and the victory will be yours. In Exodus 32, verse 18, as I was spending time in the Word, Moses, he even replied to the people, and he said, shout. It's not a shout of victory. It's not wailing of defeat. But God hears the celebration. He wants to hear our celebration. So praise him for the precious promises in his word that he's given you. You will remain victorious because you know that his word will not return void unto you. You know that God sent his word. And his word is going to accomplish everything that he says it is supposed to do. Praise him because it's an ongoing work that he's doing. He's refining that work in us. He's constantly bringing it about in us. He's the one who's our strength. He's our joy. He's our peace. And even though the situation may look grim, even though that depression seems to be heavy, God will make you the overcomer because you believe his word, you stand on his word, you praise him in the midst of that situation, and you will come out victorious in him. Praise him because he is the author. He's the finisher of your faith. Now, you may be saying, okay, well, what does that mean? He's the beginning and he is the end. He started it. He will finish it. He said, I'm perfecting those things that concern you. When we focus on Jesus, we know that he is going to bring it to pass. When Jesus was on this earth, he even told the people, I am here to do the will of my Father. He wasn't moved by what he saw in the natural. So when we put God first, when we speak his word, when we're not moved by the situation, when we're not moved by the circumstance, when we're not moved by that doctor's report, when we're not moved by that wayward child, when we're not moved by the redness that looks like there's no money in my account, when we're not moved by the arguments that are going on in my place of employment, when we're not moved by what's going on in the economy, we know that he is the finisher, he is the one who's perfecting it, and he is going to make sure that you come out on top victorious, because you are the head and you are not the tail. And he again began the work in you, and God is going to make sure that it is complete. So praise him, for he is your king. He is your heir. You are an heir with him. He's your God. We're a joint heir with him. Praise him because he has risen. And now Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalf. So he's waiting for us to praise him. He inhabits our praise. When we speak the word, the angels can go forward, and they only act on the word of God. So, yes, the situation may be heavy. Yes, it looks like you may not be able to know how to get out of it. But the word of God goes forward. The word will not change. The word will not become void. Praise him because you are victorious in that situation. Praise him because we know that we're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, according to Romans 8:37. It doesn't matter. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Praise him because his banner over us is love. God loves us so much. He wants the best for us. He said, love never fails. He said, I am with you always, even until the end. He said, I am that friend that's sticking with you closer than a brother. So we are victorious because we know that he is with us. So praise him because his banner over you is love. Praise him because he is our healer. We know that healing belongs to us. We know that he is our sanctifier. Praise him because he is your peace. He is Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the word, which is one of my favorite scriptures, it says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you in all things so that your whole spirit, your soul, your body may be preserved blameless in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We serve a God that loves us so much that he wants us to be whole in everything that we do. So praise him because he is your sanctifier and your peace. Praise him, hallelujah, because he is your provider. In Philippians 4, verse 19, my God, he's your God. He said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever that financial situation is, whatever it is that you need, he owns all the cattle on the hill. He said, I will supply. That's not a maybe. That's not an if. He said, I supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus, Christ Jesus, the anointed one and his anointing. So praise him because he is your provider. Don't be moved by the checkbook. Don't be moved by the bill. Don't be moved by that job that's not making ends meet. He's your provider. Where Jesus is, there is a way. When you speak the word, when you believe that word, when you praise him in the midst of it, he will provide for you. It's his promise to us. He is your provider. Praise him because he's your shepherd. He's the good shepherd. And we're supposed to rejoice. We're supposed to be happy. When you think of, when I think of a shepherd and I think of the lamb, if there's just one lamb that's missing, that shepherd is going to find that lamb. No matter what it is, he's not going to leave him lost. He's not going to leave him in the midst of that field, concerned and not knowing how to get back, how to find his way back to the fold. God is our shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to leave us. He's there in the midst of that situation. So rejoice. Be glad. Get happy. Praise him. Thank him. Know that you're victorious in Christ Jesus. Know that everything that he said to you will be done. Know that no matter what is going on in this economy, it's not going to affect you. Know that every situation that you brought to your Father, the King of Kings is going to ensure that it will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise him because he's your joy. Let the Lord well up inside of you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's such a strength that you can't even explain it in the natural. It gives you peace. It gives you a calmness in the middle of the storm. They're telling us now we're going to have a storm. We see it in the natural, but we as believers, we've spoken the word. I've commanded that storm to go out into the sea in the name of Jesus. I'm not moved by the reports that I see because I know my God said I can say peace be still in the name of Jesus. So praise him because he's your joy. He's your peace. He's your strength. He's your shepherd. Rejoice and be happy knowing that you are victorious in Christ Jesus. Know that he is the one who is going to perfect those things that concern you. So as we make a decision, as we decide to exalt the Lord, as we decide to brag upon him, as we decide to not let a rock outpraise us, as we made this decision to give praises to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, we know that by faith, his word is going to go forward. We know that by faith, his word is not going to return void. We know that as we speak his word will be perfected in our lives. We know that he inhabits our praise. We know that praise is a powerful weapon of spiritual warfare. We know that praise is in the voice of faith. It's the language of heaven. It's what God wants to hear. No matter what it looks like, he's like, praise me, my children. I love you so much that I will see my word come to pass. It releases the power of God. It's the way that prepares the miracles for us. It is a way that we get pumped up. Remember, it gives you strength. Yes, we're human. Yes, you may grow weary in well-doing. But glory to God, you don't have to stay there. We know that he's our joy. He's our strength. He's pumping us up when we praise him. Because we are focusing on him. Praise is a sacrifice. We do it when we don't have a reason to do it. We do it because we may not even feel like it. We do it because it releases God into our situation. We acknowledge him being trustworthy. We want to please our Father. We want to see his will done in our lives. And it brings him on the scene, and it brings results. And most importantly, Satan has to flee. It knocks down a wall of resistance, and it stills the enemy, and darkness has to go. and depression has to go, and lack has to go, and sickness has to go, because we made a decision to speak the word of God, praise our God. He is the word. He is that life. And when we praise him, we are victorious in him, in and through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we praise you. Heavenly Father, we honor you for the King of Kings. Heavenly Father, we thank you because Jesus is the one that we praise and we acknowledge. And praise pumps us up. It strengthens us. And we, your ministers in this marketplace, your ministers here on this earth, we know that we are victorious because of you, Christ Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. It's been a pleasure and an honor. God bless you all.
Amen. What a powerful, powerful word, woman of God. I was taking all those notes, getting excited. The outcome of our praise is victory. That's a Jehovah Nisi shout right there. And she talked about praise him for his precious promises. Praise him because he's the author and finisher of our faith. Praise him because we are joint heirs with him. Praise him because the angels hearken to the word of praise. Praise him because we're more than a conqueror. Praise him because he covers us. She talked about him being a healer, giving us our peace and a sanctifier, a provider, our shepherd, our joy. And the key that I took, the nugget, Minister Robin, that blessed me, was praise is the voice of heaven and releases the power of God. Thank you so, so much for that awesome, awesome word this morning. And we speak the virtue of God back into you for pouring out his word and reminding us to keep our eyes focused on him and a praise in our mouth. We want to now have a time of prayer and call our Kathy to the line to close us out in prayer. We want to definitely, as she mentioned, pray for those of you on the East Coast. You know, we're so used to our part of the country having hurricanes, but we want to pray and speak to the elements. As she also mentioned about Hurricane Irene, I was just so grieved in my spirit. I'm sure many of you all have heard. I've had so many friends that were headed to D.C. for the celebration of the Martin Luther King Monument on Sunday, and they've already canceled that dedication service on Sunday because of Irene. And there's still many other celebrations going on that this week. I remember at Spelman, man, we always had a snowstorm on the King weekend, and I just told the devil, you're going to give it back. But people are going to still be there for that historic occasion. So just, Minister Kathy, pray for all those who will be affected by Hurricane Irene, and that we're speaking to the elements, just like Jesus spoke to the storm. We're speaking for the wisdom of God for all those, especially many of you who may not have lived through hurricanes like a lot of us have down here in the South. We want to pray for the kids going back to school everywhere. Continue to lift up, as we've been praying for you, Minister Kathy, of the Washington family, and Pastor Reva Timms. She still solicits our prayers. She is a part of our artist family. We wrap our arms around Pastor Reva with the homegoing of Pastor Zachary Timms. And we want to just keep all those prayer requests in prayer. We're going to pray about 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll end the call. And then for those of you who have to leave, we'll give the benediction. And for those, for our tradition on Friday, where we'll take prayer requests. First, we're going to take 2 or 3 quick testimonies, praise reports, about either artist products or what God is doing in your life, and then we'll take our prayer requests. Minister Kathy, I know all in one breath. I turn the call over to you.
God bless you. God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up just a little bit more, though.
All right, all right. Well, I am excited to be on the call this morning. We want to go thank God for the woman of God and the powerful word, reminding us that the victory is in our praise. And so I am excited about that this morning. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that has already gone forth and sown in our hearts today. I thank you, Lord God, it's not a word that we would just hear, but it will be applied to our lives. I thank you, Lord God, that we rejoice in you today. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. There's nobody else like you, Lord God. Nobody else that can assure us of victory but you. In fact, your word is declared. You called us to walk in victory. Ah, thank you, Lord God. Triumph in victory, and we give you praise for that today. Now, Lord God, as we come together as a Master Call family, Lord God, we agree right now. We speak to this Hurricane Irene, and we command you to go back into the sea. Lord, I thank you for protecting the East Coast, all up and down the corridor. God, I bless you right now because you know how to do it, God, better than anything else that we could say or do, better than the weatherman can tell us what to do. But God, you know, and I pray, Lord God, that you turn this storm, huh? Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, and return it back to the sea. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. I thank you for protecting those, God, that are in its path now in Jesus' name. Allow your angels, yes, Lord, to protect the children, Lord God. Protect the women, protect the men, protect the families, God, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that we know that you are the one, oh God, that can protect us and keep us in Jesus' matchless name. I bless you, oh God, for those that are even asked us to pray regarding illnesses, Lord God. We give you praise and glory for victory, for you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing. Thank you that you have been our comforter. Thank you that you've been our helper. Thank you, God. You've been so good to us, Lord God, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for wisdom, Lord God, for parents, Lord God, as they've sent their children back to school. We thank you, Lord God, that they're continuing to grow and flourish and develop, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're causing them to be protected in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, we pray right now for Sister Angela, Lord God, and her husband who is dealing with some issues, oh God. We know, God, that you are the one that can give peace to the mind. You are Jehovah Shalom. You're the God of our peace, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for it today. We thank you, Lord God. We hold up Sister Jackie before you. Oh, God, the spot in her eye, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you would just heal her in the name of Jesus. Cause her vision to come back in alignment, we pray, in Jesus' name. In fact, we speak to it now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We thank you for the word that has gone forth today, and we receive it this day in the name of Jesus. We receive, Lord God, your protection. We receive right now that everything that is needed for every single person on this call today would be answered in Jesus' name. Continue, Lord God, to touch the Timms family, Lord God. Continue to bless the Washington family, Lord God. Continue to help us as we walk through, Lord God. Comfort hearts, Lord God. Continue to comfort my husband's heart, Lord God, my brother-in-law's heart, Lord God, the Timms family, Pastor Reaver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and her children. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to be the God of all comfort as you have promised to be. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you and call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for your prayers, for your strategic prayers that have covered this awesome word today and lifted up our prayer requests. And we're just excited about Jesus. And for those who have to leave, we thank you and speak a favored, fruitful, faithful weekend for you, that God will be with you. And as we always conclude our calls, that it's your turn now to go out and be submitted and obedient to the call of the Master on your life, the blueprint that he ordained for you, and be his kingdom builder, his minister in the marketplace. For those who are able to stay on, we want to do, as we did last week, first let's take about three quick praise reports. We always want to give those testimonies that encourage the hearts of others. If you just hit star 6, you'll come into a queue, and we want to take about 2 minutes and say to your spirit, 2 minutes. I'll only talk 2 minutes. Yes, Lord. 2-minute praise reports so that we can get as many in as possible, because we do want to celebrate and encourage the hearts of others. Remember, Acts 10:34 says God is no respecter of persons. So if he did it for one, he'll do it for you. We have a praise report coming from 571-251. Give us your name and your praise report, please.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. It's Angela Hill in Alexandria, Virginia. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You'd love to have your praise report.
I guess my praise report is that I just was looking for another just over broke temporarily while I'm working part-time on my fortune, and God has been good because my husband, you guys have been praying for us. My husband and I and the family have been dislocated. And so I started a new job today, so I just thank God for that because I know that it's only temporary to what God has for me in the future, and I just thank you guys so very much for everything, all the prayers that everybody's have been praying for my family and my kids, and you guys are just wonderful, so I just praise God for that. I really do. Thank you so much.
Amen. We can hear a whole different countenance in your voice from when you first contacted us, and we just continue to send the word of peace, to send the word of joy, to send the word of provision. And on this first day of your new job, woman of God, we speak favor for you on your job. Thank you so much for that praise report. We have another praise report coming from 713, that's Houston, 713-598. The floor is yours.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Just want to give a praise report thanking God. I've been looking for work, and it seemed like I couldn't never get in and get interviewed with anyone, but just for my conference with Elite Ladies of Expression, one of the ladies that spoke was Professor Dean, and I finally was able to get into her office. So now that I got an interview today, well, I had an interview the other day, but they're going to discuss it today, so I just asked for prayer also that they would, that I will be placed, but I did finally get a chance to get in with them. That's my praise report. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, we will touch and agree with you in faith that God will give you favor. And more than anything, we just speak that he will give you the job, the desire of your heart. Amen, amen. Is there any other praise reports before we start to take our prayer requests? Because we always want to tell of the testimony, like the word taught this morning, to praise him, to praise him, to praise him. I knew that praiser would come on the line. Come on from the north side of town. Give us your two-minute praise report.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa and my artist family. I just want to give y'all a praise report on my papa. He's doing real good. I want y'all to keep praying for the Preston family. And y'all pray for this, everybody all over the country with this, hurricane out here. I ain't getting it no name. But, listen, we need to stay in prayer for our country right now because we don't know what way it's going. It's going everywhere, look like, because we're getting a little of that rain right now. So I want y'all to pray that we all have a good weekend. Pray for the Preston family, and I'm going to pray for y'all. Y'all pray for us. We're going to pray for y'all. Dr. Vanessa, we're praying for you, honey. Back to you, honey. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Love you, boy. We're always happy to hear that Papa Clarence Preston is doing well. And then our last praise report, and then we'll start taking prayer requests. Sister Jackie, I think that's you in 317-291, Indiana.
It is, it is.
Amen. What's your praise report this morning, dear?
Well, I did go see the specialist about my eye, and he put a name on the spot on my eye and called it melanoma. But at this point, he said that there he saw no need for surgery.
Hallelujah.
No need for surgery at this point, and that he really believes it's benign, and that we're really going to keep an eye on it for the next 6 months and see what happens. Now, he calls it melanoma, but I call it gone.
Hallelujah.
So, I thank you for your prayers, and I know that God is still healing me.
Amen, amen. Well, you heard us call out your name even this morning, and we thank God for that praise report. Well, we're going to go on and clear, take prayer requests now. And those of you, and I'm sorry, Evangelist, I just saw it as I cleared it that you were in queue, so if you could call back in queue, we'd like to take your prayer requests now because we get excited about praise reports. We want to encourage your hearts first. And then, as we said at the beginning of the call, one of the mandates, one of the assignments of this ministry is to pray. And we're always looking for other prayer warriors. So I encourage you, those of you who have a prayer life, a lifestyle of prayer, we'd love to have you a part of our team. It is so rewarding to pray for others, and we watch God do awesome things in our life. All right, my sister, Miss Regina in Chi-Town, the floor is yours. Miss Regina, are you there? 773-259.
I'm sorry. I actually had it on mute. How are you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, before I go into my prayer, I just want to thank God for you, for this call. I know that my team that's on here has been blessed richly. I've been blessed richly, and I thank you for being faithful and true on a day-to-day basis, week by week, month by month, for this call. My prayer request is that for my teams in Chicago, my team in Springfield, Massachusetts, would grow and prosper and have witty ideas to grow our business and always working in unity and the love of Christ. My left leg is doing better, but I'm believing God for 100% healing, and that God will continue to bless us all that are faithful on this call and stay in his word, stay rooted and grounded, and stand with authority when trials come, and that we would have favor on this walk on this earth.
Amen. Well, thank you, little preacher. We appreciate you. And thank you for your prayer request, and we will definitely continue to lift up your artist team that you have from coast to coast, and even God is doing something to resurrect that international team, and we are going to be continuing to pray for your leg. Going out to Virginia, 571251, the floor is yours. Give us your name, your prayer request, please, your first name, and your prayer request.
Dr. Vanessa, it's Angela Hill again in Alexandria, Virginia, and I just wanted you guys to pray for us here in the Washington, D.C. metro area, even though the MLK has been postponed, just so everyone will know that God is in control. So many people just do so many things and not even thinking that God is in control and that we just, you know, keep our eyes focused on him because, you know, I was on the metro system the other day, and so many people were being so mean and evil despite the earthquake. They just didn't see God for who he is. So just pray for everyone. They still see God's face. So that's my prayer request.
Amen. That's so true that you all had the unusual earthquake, and then now even just as more unusual with the hurricane that we are definitely decreeing, and we're speaking that storm to take a turn that they don't understand, but we know God can do and turn it out into the Atlantic Ocean where it's not nearly the damage. I remember many times when we have prayed and the storm was headed straight for our Gulf Coast and the saints knew how to speak. We know now not just it's great to prepare, but even better to speak to the storm and command it to turn. So thank you for that prayer request. And I so agree with you because I know so many people who had worked so hard for this MLK celebration and are very despondent today that there'll still be a lot of activities, especially my whole household of men are alphas, Alpha Phi Alpha, which is where Martin Luther King was. They had quite a few things planned up in the D.C. area. We're just going to believe God that people will still celebrate what God wants them to celebrate. And even though it's been postponed, the actual dedication on Sunday, that our lives will be changed. Young people will learn the history and be encouraged that the prayers that were on Dr. King's heart will still prevail. So thank you for that prayer and that people will not be so mean-spirited during this time. All right, my faithful general who's always on our call each and every morning, Sister Whitaker, the floor is yours.
Dr. Vanessa.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like y'all to keep me up in prayer because I have that asthma and bronchitis, and my legs, they stay swollen all the time. And
okay.
I've been having real bad headaches, you know, practically every day. So I would like for y'all to keep me up in prayer.
Definitely, Mother, because you are always so faithful on the call. Well, Father, right now, even I just stopped it. Now, we send the word of healing like the centurion soldier who went to Jesus. We send the word of healing to Mother Whitaker right now. Pain, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. Asthma, bronchitis, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. Father, she has been so faithful, so consistent, the first on the call so many mornings, always just in the background, lifting us up in prayer. Now, Father, those frontline warriors who often take hits in the spirit, we curse that spirit of the retaliation or backlash, and we send it sevenfold back into the face of the enemy. I call Sister Whitaker hold and healed. And in you, Father, I thank you for the testimony that will come forth. Devil, you must. We're not asking. We're not begging. We're standing on the word of God. Take your hands off of this woman of God. And we speak health, restoration, even better and that she'll feel even better even now. In Jesus' name, amen. I get a little angry at the devil when he touches our mothers who are just so faithful and so consistent each and every morning on the line. And we just look forward for the praise report, Mother Whitaker, that it's, you're going to begin to feel better even right now. 318-355, the floor is yours. That's Louisiana, I think.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kitty, calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask if you guys could touch and agree with me about a job, new employment, and also I need my own home so that I can get my kids back from Austin, Texas.
A job and new home. Okay, Sister Judy, we'll be praying for you for a job that the Lord will order your footsteps and then a new home so that you can have all your family together, have your kids back with you, and we will lift you up in prayer right now. I'm sorry, what else were you going to say?
No, I was going to say my name is Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y.
Oh, I'm sorry, K-I-T-T-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to rename your daughter. All right. Well, God knows. All righty. Well, we've got that down, and thank you so much for calling in. Headed out to Chicago, 708-385. The floor is yours. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tina. I'm from the south suburbs of Chicago. And my request is basically to lift me up in prayer with my team, artist team, and my
okay.
family. I know that we're right in the border of just going to the next level, and Satan is really attacking. But I know that he has no power, and I just want to come into agreement with everybody that just to flee, because he's been defeated already.
Amen. Well, you know, I lift you up all the time anyway on all those names, and we will definitely continue, Tina, to lift you up and for your artist team to have not just a breakthrough but an overpowering coming through for your artist next level and definitely for your family. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm so excited when I see your number on the board each and every morning now. We welcome you, and thank you for joining us. Going back out to 832 in Houston area, 832-508. Your prayer request, your first name.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Bernadette Rivers from Houston, Texas.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to first thank God for allowing me to see the golden age of the young age of 60 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I have three sisters who didn't make it. I thank God for his blessings upon my life. And I want to pray a special prayer for one of the esteemed couples in our church, Brother and Sister Taylor. He's in the hospital and not doing well. He's stable and in coma. And I also want to pray for Reverend Perry that God will bless him and deliver him from the trap that Satan has set for him, and that God will use him in a mighty way to minister and use his testimony to deliver many others.
I'm sorry, what was the pastor's name?
Reverend Hurd, David Hurd.
Okay, Reverend.
Minister.
Okay.
And also, I need special prayer for myself for a financial blessing, and that God will bless my business and that I may be able to help as many families as possible. And I know that God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can even ask or think. And I just ask that your special prayer that we will truly bless my business and that he will continue to allow me to receive a steady source of income so that I can continue to assist the elite ladies of expression.
Amen. Pray for elite ladies. All righty. Well, no, your first name was Bernadette?
Yes. That's correct.
All right. I think I remember who you were. All righty. And we want to pray, as you asked for the Taylor family, the husband who is stable but in a coma.
Yes,
pray for Reverend David Hurd, that God use him mightily in ministry, and to pray for a financial blessing and for your business, and to pray for Elite Ladies of Expression with Martha Marie Preston as the founder. And we just thank God for you calling in, and so many of you all every morning on the line. We so appreciate you. Going out now to, I'm trying to get you up. If I could, here she is. All right, Minister Candy. I think, well, I got her, Tina. Hold on just a second. The queue is so full. I think I'm going to have to go up the other way and unmute you. Okay, Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Well, praise God. I just want to send out, have everyone pray for one of our prayer warriors, Minister Willa, who's going to be traveling this weekend. She is going to D.C., and she was going down for the unveiling of Dr. King's monument, but that has been canceled. But she's still going, and the weather there is not reported to be the best, so I just want everybody to lift she and her husband up in prayer as they travel. And also, tomorrow is her birthday, so if we could just do a happy birthday to her. Thank you.
Thank you. That is so kind of you to remember her, and I'm trying to see Minister Willa. Are you on the line this morning? I think I see her. I saw her. So we want to definitely have Miss Tiffany and all of us join in and sing happy birthday to her. Part of our prayer team family, and thank you, Minister Candy, for being sensitive to let us know that she will be traveling in that weather on tomorrow. We just dispatched the ministering angels of God all around her. If there's anybody else before we close out in prayer.
Yes, Pastor Vanessa.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Minister Robert.
Hi, I have a prayer request also. My family's traveling in that weather to South Carolina.
Wow.
My father and my sister. And then, of course, I have relatives in Richmond and in South Carolina who's waiting for them to come down there. So God is in charge. But they,
yeah,
too, are out there.
Yes, and you know, not that we're old hands, because you never get used to hurricanes. We've just grown up with them all of our lives, for many of us in the South, and understand the wisdom of protection and preparation as we still pray to God to make a move. And I know it's so new to so many on the East Coast. If anything, I've been praying for you all to have wisdom and not do things that are not, you know, leaving furniture on the balcony, and that's a legal deadly weapon when a storm has winds of 100 miles per hour or more. So we've just been praying to God for God's wisdom, and that that storm take a right turn and go out into the Atlantic Ocean and not do nearly the damage that they thought. I mean, God can just blow and send it right on out now so that it doesn't. So Definitely, we will be lifting your entire family up in prayer for your father and sisters who are traveling, and for the relatives who are in that Virginia, South Carolina area. Thank
and
you.
And one
so
more thing,
much.
Dr. Vanessa, my brother's hospital may be one of the hospitals that have to be evacuated.
Oh, my God. Okay. Pray for Kip in the hospital.
That's in New York, those hospitals, the New York hospitals, and he's there.
May be evacuated, so we're going to pray for him and all of the...
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, we definitely got you covered in prayer. Thank you so much. And our last prayer request comes from, looks like the Chicago area, 770-652. You're up. 770 Rogers.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hi, can you hear me? Great, praise God. This is Minister Judy out of Georgia. I'm blessed every time I get on this call, and I love everybody that's on it, and I stand in agreement with all that's been requested. But one thing I keep hearing is about the artist businesses, everyone. I know that we, De Leon, is a kingdom family, kingdom of God family with this business. So I'm believing God for kingdom business, so in our business that we can reach out outside of our culture and let it just magnify. And I'm believing for a resurgence in reaching with the health and the wealth around the world. And families, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing to all the families of the earth that are blessed. So I know that's my prayer for all of us, have that supernatural breakthrough. And any insurgents, those who are trying to linger in and doing other businesses and trying to pull other people, I'm just praying against those things that are happening right now, because I keep getting phone calls and I'm standing firm on where I am and what I, and what this company is doing. So I'm believing God for all of us to do the same, and that he would just open doors cross-culturally that we can reach people with the good news of the gospel, but also with the good news of what he's given us to bring health and wealth.
I love it. Thank you so much. That's a great concluding prayer that those of us in the artist family that, and you know, it's so awesome that you said that, because Alejandre at our regional conference really shared his heart about when his father lost his job and how he started artists, and through the years and the time that God has been faithful time and time again, it was a cross-cultural company, and that we are kingdom builders. I love this company because you have owners who are happy that we pray. Alejandre hugged me and thanked me for this call, and that we are bombarding heaven each and every day. You don't get business owners who know that the prayers are covering them, strengthening them, and this resurgence for us to step outside our comfort zone to talk to folks who don't look like us and to bring in all cultures into the company. And for those who, I don't mind people making another decision going somewhere else, but what I do mind is when you try to pull others out of position. And so I've been aggressively praying that God align our hearts and align others to get in their right position and shut doors that need to be shut so that the will of God as kingdom builders go forth for our Artists International family. And we speak the favor for Judy. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that prayer request. And that is part of the theme of this I Am Artist Tour that is going on. So we're going to just close out the call with a prayer covering all these many prayer requests. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in for prayer. Know that so seriously we take this, and do really, as you hear many times us calling out your names, we pray and we send them to each other and we talk about them and encourage your hearts through prayer. Even though you may not ever physically talk to us, the prayer warriors on this line, we take it as a serious assignment from God to lift you up in prayer. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll just close it out from here. Father God, I just thank you for the honor to pray, the privilege to pray, even having the mind to pray, because we do know that prayer changes things. And for all the prayer requests that we received today, we thank you that we lift up Regina, and we continue to pray for her team and all the artists' team and the artist family and all the businesses that are your ministers in the marketplace, that they have a spirit of excellence, that they grow healthy in you, unified in mind and spirit. We continue to send that word of Jehovah Rapha healing to her leg, and we command and demand every blood vessel, every organ, every tissue to line up and perform in her leg, that it will not be a leg, was not as well, but even better. And pain, you're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. And we lift up Angela's prayer request. We thank God for the favor for the new job. We pray for those who are involved in this MLK celebration, and that the hearts and the minds of people will be open to not be mean-spirited, but to know that a delay is not a denial, a postponement is not the end, but that there's still plenty to celebrate for this historic time in our country. We lift up Virginia, continuing to pray. I mean, Vivian, we continue to lift up and heal Mother Whitaker's body. We've already spoken the word, and it's already done. We're celebrating that it's already done. The healing of the asthma, bronchitis, her legs, anything and everything that the enemy has trespassed, how we call your assignment canceled in the name of Jesus. And the Jehovah Rapha, the warm touch of God, the great Surgeon General touching her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Kitty, we pray for a job and a new home, and we thank you for reuniting her with her children and to give her peace in this season, that you're ordering her footsteps, that you're leading and guiding her to the right job, to the right place, surrounding her now this season with the right people who speak into her spirit life and life more abundantly. We thank you for Tina, and we continue to lift up her and her artist team, and as her and Regina and all the others work so well together for every artist distributor, and with Judy and those who called in on this line, who we see each and every morning. We call our businesses blessed. We call the favor of the Lord
on our business. And we thank you for our families supporting us as we build generational wealth. We thank you for Bernadette. We pray blessings on her as she's praying for the Taylor family, the husband who is stable but in a coma. We send the word to that hospital right now. Father, you can touch him with your hand and wake him up, and we just speak wholeness, a miracle in the making. God, a miracle in the making. We just thank you that we curse and cancel the spirit of death. We thank you that you're bringing to that hospital room those who know how to pray, those who know how to stand in the gap and speak to the heavenlies and command life to come back in fullness and even better than before. We pray for Reverend David Hurd, that he line up with God's desire and will for his life, and that he gets what he needs to fulfill his ministry in you. I thank you for no compromise in his life in the name of Jesus, but that he's on fire, radical for the Lord, and a living epistle of what God can do in one's life. We pray for Bernadette to have a financial blessing for her self and her home, that there is absolutely no lack. Jehovah Yireh, you are the God who is our provider. Jehovah Jireh, as others say, God, you're our provider. Pray for blessings for the elite ladies of expression as she serves them, the seeds of her time, of her energy, of her talent that she's poured into others. We speak back into Bernadette a hundredfold return, and we thank you that we lift up traveling mercies for our prayer warrior, Willa, and her husband as they're traveling. Father, we dispatch Michael, the archangel of war, the ministry angels of God, to be around that car, and all those who are traveling this weekend here and there, up in the byways and highways, many that are headed still to D.C., those just in their routine. Ministry angels, you stand on post. We curse the assignment of the enemy. There shall be no casualties, calamities, and definitely no deaths. We thank you for sweet communion, even in the cars as they travel, that their words are edifying and minister grace to the hearer. Even as Robin has asked for the traveling mercies for her father and her sister as they're traveling down to relatives in that Virginia and South Carolina area, we thank you, ministry angels. You're on assignment, you're on post, and you guard them as they travel. And for Judy, we thank you for her heart and her love and support for this call. But as we are kingdom builders, as we are your ministers in the marketplace, changing our circle of influence, then stepping out of our circle and doing what's outside of the comfort zone of being that cross-cultural bridge that unites hearts and minds and purposes. And, Father, we just put a wall up and cancel the assignment of those who are moving contrary to your will, who would try to get people out of position. But we have ears to hear, as you said in John 10, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So we continue to call an end to Hurricane Irene. We thank you that as we continue to speak to the elements, that storm your name. They've even given you a name. And we speak now that you will take a sharp turn to the right and go out into the Atlantic Ocean. Let it baffle all the pronosticators, all the weathermen, all the people who just knew that this would be a disaster. God, you move. Show them your hand, that you're an awesome God. And that when the people of God stand on your word, as in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, now, God, stir the hearts of your people who have the authority, the dominion to pray, to speak to the heavens, not to operate in fear, not to operate in doubt, but to operate in wisdom and to stand flat-footed and speak to the elements that they must line up with the will of God. And we continue to cover from kindergarten all the way to college, those who are returning back to school. We speak the favor, the blessings, the protection, the provision over their lives in Jesus' name. God, that this be a bountiful, a blessed, a productive school year, that they get all they need. They get their learning and keep their burning, as Bishop Patterson used to say, on fire for the Lord, changing their circle of influence. Now, Spirit of the Living God, we thank you that these prayer requests are being heard and that not one word will return void, but you have your way. And we thank you in advance for the praise reports that shall come back, because your people got on one mind, one accord, and we have a locked into agreement, because you said in Matthew 18:18, that if just two, and there's more than two on this line, God, there's many, many who are still on this line, that we get on the same page saying the same thing, that Jesus, you are Lord, you're our provider, you're our protector, you're our deliverer, oh, you're our help, you're our guidance, and God, speak to our heart the strategies of heaven. Now, as we go out on this wonderful weekend from this favorite Friday, have your way in our lives. Have your way in everything we do. Let you shine. Let us be your living epistle. Touch our minds that we only say what you tell us to say. We only go where you tell us to go. Order our steps, because when you order our steps, God, the path is already anointed. The path is already blessed. The path already has the favor on it. And we will be submitted and we will be obedient to now go out and line up with the call on our lives. Master, we love you. This master's call is all about you, Jesus. So we seal this time in the blood of Jesus and in the majestic, mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Have an awesome weekend. We look forward to hearing your voice. Shout out on Monday. We love you. We appreciate you. And until then, be blessed. Bye-bye.